A man's unwavering faith is tested when Padre Pio's words leave him speechless. Witness the extraordinary journey of one man's fight for healing and the spiritual lessons learned along the way. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pretlcina, written by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro. Within his pages, we find a remarkable testimony shared by Umberto de Girolamo from Palermo, a city on the island of Sicily. Struggling with various illnesses for 5 years, Umberto eventually decided to seek guidance and prayers from Padre Pio. However, things did not go as smoothly as one would hope. But let's start from the beginning. Umberto's health issues started with a recurring intestinal infection, followed by severe abdominal infections that eventually spread to his chest. Furthermore, complicating things further, he contracted Pott's disease, a spinal infection caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis. Throughout his illness, he underwent casting for 5 months initially, followed by a second casting lasting 6 months, and finally a third casting that endured for 7 months. So in total, he spent about 2.5 years in casts. Needless to say, Umberto was in great pain. In the winter of 1955, he arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo. However, it snowed for 4 consecutive days, making it impossible for Umberto to visit the convent. At one point, he was so desperate that he even decided to return home without ever seeing Padre Pio. But thankfully, an acquaintance of Padre Pio convinced him to stay a little longer. On the 5th day, he finally found himself in the convent. He entered the crowded sacristy and saw a younger friar supporting an older one. The older friar glanced towards Umberto, who immediately knew he was in the presence of the holy man everyone talked about. Umberto wanted to tell Padre Pio about his poor condition. However, no words came out of his mouth. He suddenly found himself speechless. Padre Pio asked him, "Do you have faith?" But just as before, Umberto was unable to say anything. Receiving no response, Padre Pio said, "In that case, go away." Shaken by what just happened, Umberto moved to a corner in the sacristy where he stood, not knowing what to do. After some time, he was approached by the younger friar, Father Colavita, who saw him lonely and lost. He said to Umberto, "Saints should not be challenged, but if I were you, I would challenge. Do not leave." "What should I do?" Umberto asked. "Go back and confess to him." And that's exactly what Umberto decided to do. Father Colavita's advice echoes the gospel parable where a man asks his friend for bread in the middle of the night to feed unexpected guests, emphasizing the importance of persistence and ultimately receiving what we ask for if we persevere in our efforts. After a few days of waiting, Umberto found himself kneeling in the confessional. "How long has it been since you last confessed?" Padre Pio asked. But yet again, not a single word came out of his mouth. "Go away," Padre Pio commanded. Umberto returned to the guest house, where he cried for 3 days and 3 nights. However, this time he was determined to stay in San Giovanni Rotondo until he speaks to Padre Pio. He attended Padre Pio's early morning mass, and in the evenings joined the others in praying the rosary. On one of these occasions, as Padre Pio passed by, he looked at Umberto and addressed him in a sweet tone. "Sicilian, Sicilian, What does this Sicilian want? Now, these words may not seem as much, but for Umberto, they were like an injection of confidence. So he booked himself for confession and finally managed to confess to Padre Pio. After receiving absolution, he tapped a cast of his chest with his knuckles. What did you have? Padre Pio asked. Father, said Umberto, but did not continue his sentence. What did you have? Padre Pio asked again, but Umberto only managed to repeat the same word. My son, what did you have? Insisted Padre Pio for the third time. Umberto finally managed to ask, Father, should I offer my sufferings to Our Lady? We all have a duty to heal ourselves, Padre Pio replied, highlighting an important point. Father, continued Umberto, a lady told me about spiritual children, but he hesitated to ask to be included among them. Yes, sir, Padre Pio replied, letting Umberto know he is now his spiritual son. From that day forward, Umberto stopped taking his medicines. When he returned home to Palermo, he told his mother that the cast bothers him and that he was going to take it off. His mother didn't know what to say, so he took it off. He then underwent medical examinations that revealed no sign of illness. He was completely cured. Umberto continued his life without casts, without medications, and even returned to his passion of playing sports. End of story. When we think about the healings that happened through Padre Pio's intercession, it is important to understand their spiritual meaning. According to Saint Leo the Great, Jesus healed people's bodies not just to make them physically better, but also to encourage them to accept his mission of spiritual salvation. It is in this light that we can understand Padre Pio's healings. Padre Pio was not a doctor, a physician, he was a priest, but God allowed miraculous healings to take place through Padre Pio's intercession for the benefit of the soul. And this is precisely the mission of this channel. We want to bring people closer to God through these amazing stories of Padre Pio's life for the benefit of the soul. But to do this, we need your financial help. If you enjoy our content and believe you have benefited spiritually from our work, please join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Members receive great spiritual as well as material benefits. To learn more, please follow the link in the description below. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.